made out of cells. And in every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA, our genes, to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what a cell will actually do. And so we think of it like an operating system. And it's not just in every cell of our body, it's actually in every cell of every organism alive. It's the same thing. And so if you could actually change that, which we call the software of life, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that has profound implications for everything from the flu to cancer. And I'm going to demonstrate that with three.
And that was Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer for Moderna, one of the manufacturers of the COVID-19 mRNA injection, telling you this is going to hack the software of life. So what is the software of life? Well, that is your DNA. Welcome to another episode of Hamner It Out with me, Suzanne Hamner, where we're hammering out the issues so you can smell the manure. So you heard it right there from one of the officers of Moderna. This mRNA injection is going to hack your software of life. And here is a guy, I found this on Will Paranormal at BitChute. So check Will out, go over to BitChute, subscribe, give him a shout out. He has some really interesting videos. But here we found where this guy, and I'm assuming this is his name, I'm going to say it, Sasha Stone. He's going to tell you some interesting things about Moderna. This guy knows what's going on. So let's take a listen.
And oh, Robert, the disease is so virulent that you have to go and have a test to see if you've got it because you don't have any symptoms. It's that absurd. That language is helter-skelter. That's the Illuminati language of ensuring and enforcing cognitive dissonance. Now, what is the oxidative enzyme inside the vaccine designed to do? It's designed by Moderna, Italy. Moderna is the big franchise of the vaccine of the Gates Foundation. Moderna stands for modification of endogenous RNA.
Okay, did you hear that? Moderna stands for the modification of endogenous RNA. Endogenous means inside your body. So they took MOD from modification, E from endogenous, and RNA. And they put it together and they're called Moderna. So this guy knows what's going on. So he can figure it out. But the question is, how exactly does this injection, where they insert synthetic mRNA, change your DNA? Well, we're going to take a look at that. So first, we're going to take a look at the FUS RNA binding protein. Now, you've heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talk about FUS. You've heard Dr. Larry Pilevsky talk about FUS RNA binding protein. Well, that's one of the steps that it has to hijack, and we're going to go through that mechanism. But first, you need to know where this FUS is located. And this FUS is located on chromosome 16, arm P, section 11.1. So if we go here, it shows you right here, there it is. I'm going to check it. Well, there it is, RNA binding protein, chromosome 16, right here. And I'm going to show you the picture where it shows you where exactly this is located. Because see, here's chromosome 16. This is from the gene gateway. I will leave the links in the description box so you can take a look at it. But this is chromosome 16. It tells you what happens if there is a problem. Now, this is the P arm up here. That's the P arm. This is the Q arm. So here's the P arm, but it tells you all these things that can happen based if there is damage to your chromosome 16. So there it is. So you see that now. Here's chromosome 16. And we come down here and it's going to show you a little picture. These are a list of the gene list. It's only a partial list on human chromosome 16. So to get the complete list, you have to go here and click this right over here. One of these, it'll give you the complete gene list. But when you come down and you look at the little picture of the human chromosome 16, here it is. I told you the FUS location for that RNA binding protein was on chromosome 16, the P arm 11.1, right here. This is where it is right here. You can see that. Okay, so exactly what does this protein do? We'll come back over here to PubMed, and it tells you right here, this gene encodes a multifunctional protein component of the heterogeneous nuclear ribonucleoprotein complex, otherwise known as HNRNP. This complex is involved in pre-RNA splicing and the export of fully processed mRNA to the cytoplasm. It tells you what family it belongs to, and they have been implicated in cellular processes that include regulation of gene expression, maintenance of genomic integrity, and mRNA, microRNA processing. And alternative splicing results in multiple transcript variants. Defects in this gene result in amyotrophic lateral sclerosis type 6. You know that is AMS. You know it is ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. So with what this particular binding protein does, it's found on chromosome 16, P arm, section 11.1. It is involved in pre-mRNA splicing. Is a component of the heterogeneous nuclear ribonucleoprotein, HNRNP. Regulates gene expression, maintenance of the gene integrity, and alternative splicing results in multiple transcript variants, which means a defect results in problems. So you're saying, okay, well that doesn't sound so bad, but we've got another component to that, and it's called TDP43. This is the TARDNA binding protein, or the TRDPB gene. What it does is it provides instructions for making a protein called transactive response DNA binding protein, which is the TDP43. It's found within the cell nucleus in most tissues, and it is involved in the steps of protein production. It attaches to the DNA and regulates an activity called transcription, which is the first step in the production of proteins from genes. This protein can also bind to RNA to ensure its stability, and is involved in processing molecules called the messenger RNA, which serves as genetic blueprints for making proteins. By cutting and rearranging mRNA molecules in different ways, the TDP43 protein controls the production of different versions of certain proteins, known as alternative splicing. The TDP43 protein can influence various functions of a cell by regulating protein production. Okay, now, health conditions related to genetic changes, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So, if the FUS gene here, defects in this gene cause a type 6 amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Then you come over here to the TAR-DPP, which is TDP43, and what it does. Then think about that mRNA synthetic that's going into your body. Now, the location of this particular gene is on chromosome 1, arm P, section 36.2. And I'm going to show you where that is. But first, we're going to look. See, here you go. This is from the Human Genome Project, from the Gene Gateway. This shows you all the problems that can happen when you have an alternative splicing or a damage to these genes. So if we come over here, and here it is, see, and this shows you, this is from the PubMed website, NIH government website. This is for chromosome 1, see right here, and here it shows you TARDBP, also known as TDP43, chromosome 1. And when we go to Wikipedia, we're going to look over here. Here's chromosome 1, and it is on the P arm, which is here, 36.2, which is right in here, right here. So this is where this is going to start. If you can't see that very well, this right here gives you a little better view, so you can see which section you're looking at. And shows you right here, 36.2. So we've got two problems here. You've got the FUS RNA binding protein on human genome 16. You've got the TARDPB gene on human chromosome 1. So let's look at the role of this, of TDP43 in amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Remember, this is on chromosome 1, P arm. And you can read this for yourself. But it plays a pathogenic role in both amyotrophic lateral sclerosis and frontotemporal dementia. Do you remember Dr. Tenpenny talked about frontotemporal dementia? And she also talked about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis in relation to this TDP43. Well, this is how that synthetic mRNA is going to work, because it can't do anything until it tells the gene what to do. You've got to tell that gene to produce that protein. That mRNA can't just do it by itself. Now, it's a lot to take in, I know, and I'm not a gene expert. So it's going to take both the TDP43 and the FUS gene on chromosome 1 and 16, respectively, in order to create some of these side effects. See, a lot of people, if they're getting the frontotemporal dementia, Lou Gehrig's disease, that's where it's going to come in. And how that works, and it tells you right here. TDP43 was recently identified as the major pathological protein in sporadic ALS and in the most common pathological subtype of FTD, or frontotemporal lobar degeneration, with ubiquitinated inclusion. Okay, now if you want to know what ubiquitinated is, it's just a kiss of death process for a protein. It's like it destroys a protein. It's a dead protein. It's killed. In these conditions, abnormal C-terminal fragments of TDP43 are ubiquitinated. They're dead. Hyperphosphorylated. Now, when you're talking about phosphorylation, you're just talking about the combining of phosphate with an organic compound. So hyperphosphorylated means you've got a lot of phosphorus being bound to an organic compound. And this accumulates as cellular inclusions in neurons and glia. You know, the neurons are the little cells in your brain that fire off the signals. The glia are the little spikes that run out, little arms of the neuron. And cells with inclusions show absence of the normal nuclear TDP43 localizations. Recently, missense mutations in the gene encoding TDP43 have been identified in patients with sporadic and familial ALS. Now, you can go through and you can read all of this, but this is the problem. This is the mechanism that this injection is going to take for TDP. Remember, Dr. Merritt talked about prions, the abnormally folded proteins? Well, when you have TDP43 with its function in protein production, then you have the FUS gene where its function is regulation of gene expression, production. It encodes a multifunctional protein component that is involved in pre-mRNA splicing. Pre-mRNA splicing. Something's going to have to tell your body to make that protein. That mRNA has got to attach to some gene that makes a protein that says, okay, we're going to make this protein. It just doesn't come out and do anything. It's got to alter this mechanism somehow. So that's where we get that this is possibly going to, or this is what I have figured out. This is what I believe the mechanism is. You're going to have a problem in, or a different protein production. When that happens, you've altered that gene. And when you've altered that gene, either, and it's going to be both of them, the FUS and the TARDBP gene, or the TDP43. What you're going to have is you're going to see anomalies. How long is that going to take? I don't know. Dr. Tinpenny says, and she predicts, that you're going to see a lot more effects after 4 months. And I'm assuming that's going to be after the second dose. So we know what the role is of this in Lou Gehrig's disease, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and you have the frontotemporal dementia, which hits your frontal lobe, which is right behind your forehead. So there's going to be some problems. Now, on the PubMed website, you have changes to the TDP43 and FUS interactomes induced by DNA damage. So, here it is. The RNA binding proteins, TDP43 and FUS, are tied as the third leading known genetic cause for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and TDP43 proteopathies are found in nearly all ALS patients. Proteopathies are just abnormal pathology of proteins. Both the natural function and contribution to pathology for TDP43 remain unclear. See, they still don't know how this works. But yet, there's going to be an mRNA injection put into your body, if you choose to take it, that's going to somehow change or alter or have a role in how these two function to synthesize proteins, because it's got to alter a gene to do that. Tal Zaks said, I didn't say it, Tal Zaks, chief medical officer of Moderna, said, that's what this is going to do. We're hacking the software of life. Well, that's DNA. That's DNA. There's no other way to do it. And how they have to do it is they have to interfere or alter how the gene makes proteins and what proteins it makes. So if they do that, is it still going to make the same proteins that it was before? because we know that TDP-43 and FUS repair DNA damage. Selected interactions with known importance to DNA damage repair were validated by co-immunoprecipitation assays. So these two right here, TDP-43 and FUS, bind to several factors important to DNA repair mechanisms. Well, if this particular injection that they put synthetic mRNA into your body, if it targets this to code a protein or to make some kind of protein, you don't know what that is, I don't know what it is, then it's targeting two chromosomes, chromosome 1, chromosome 16, both on the P arm, and it's going to alter how this functions. It's going to tell it to make a different protein. Now, is it going to stop doing what it was doing before? See, all of these are unanswered questions that we don't even know. Don't even know. And they're not even saying. And I know a lot of this is really deep. Genetics are very deep. I'm not a genetic expert. But I can read and understand that if you're going to tamper with these two, TDP-43 and FUS, then what you have done is you're tampering with something that helps repair your DNA, that helps splice pre-mRNA. And if these are what helps code the proteins, that's what's on the genes, and you've got to tell that gene to make a new protein, is it going to continue to, is it going to alter that so that it doesn't make the endogenous proteins that you're normally making? See, this is something that's not even answered. Nobody knows. We're not being told. So I don't understand how anybody can take this type of injection and not have questions about it. Now we come to this is what we call RNA binding protein, FUS. So related terms, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, frontotemporal dementia. And see, it's always in combination with TAR, DNA binding protein, which is the TDP-43. Now, if you come over here, it tells you where the FUS gene is located, chromosome 16, the P arm 11.2. And it encodes the protein fused in sarcoma, which plays a role in various cellular processes, including cell proliferation, DNA repair, transcription regulation, RNA splicing, and RNA transport. May also play a role in neuronal plasticity. 23 pathological mutations have been identified. This is just from the playing around with FUS. Well, it's probably genetic, but we're talking about 23 pathological mutations are already known. It is inherited in an autosomal dominant manner with incomplete penetrance. So when we're talking about ALS with FUS, it's due to FUS mutation. Okay, but then we come over here and we're talking about frontotemporal dementia, and they also talk about, and we're going to get into what this GPS system is, okay? Accumulation of misfolded proteins. Now remember, Dr. Lee Merritt called a misfolded protein a prion. In FTD and synapses promote neurodegeneration by altering functioning of a variety of subcellular organelles. That's just really small organs. In the brain, misfolded proteins are degraded via two pathways. The UPS is the main degradation pathway for the majority of intracellular proteins. Now let's discuss what the UPS system is. The role of the ubiquitin proteasome system in brain ischemia. Okay, all this is this is just a system that is a catalyst targeting cellular proteins for degradation. In other words, it's kind of cleaning up the junk. Maybe the protein's not good, it doesn't need it anymore, so it's kind of cleaning up the junk. But there's a problem when you start messing with the TDP-43 and the FUS in the in the genes when you're trying to synthesize proteins. So that's one part of how the cleanup mechanism goes. The second part is where misfolded proteins are destroyed by the what we call autophagy. Now, autophagy means that the cell kind of eats it up itself. Okay, phagy means kind of to eat, chew. Auto is the self, so the self cell, the cell that it's in, is what's going to try to eat it up, okay, and get rid of it. So that's how they're kind of destroyed. But when you start messing around with what the FUS gene does and the TDP43 gene does, see here, then you get neurological problems. But in order to code the proteins, we already saw how the TDP43 works. We saw how it plays out in ALS, frontotemporal dementia. We also saw what FUS RNA binding protein does. And then if you start messing around with both of those, then you are going to get a problem. And that's what we're seeing in these mRNA injections. We went over this. Induced by the changes to these interactomes, which is where the on the chromosome are induced by DNA damage. So what if you have DNA damage? Okay, well, before and after, how is that going to happen? Well, if you have that mRNA synthetic going in there and altering that gene, then that gene is part of your DNA. So that is where the damage would occur. So now here, this is so much, and I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to leave all of this for you so that you can take a look at this, but we're going to go back up to the top because this is really the detailed version of what I just showed you. This is the detailed version to this right here. This is just the abstract, okay? This is the detailed version. So you're going to be able to read all of this. And when you go down through here, I know it's going to read almost like a Chinese puzzle. But I'm telling you, keep with it. Because at a certain point, you're going to get to the absolute little blurb that's going to tell you everything you need to know. So I'm going to let you read that. I don't want this to be too long. I think the last video was way too long, so I don't want you to get bored. But here it is. We hypothesized that TDP-43 and FUS might share a role in DNA damage repair. It said is required for the stability of chromosomal DNA. So what if you damage this? What if that mRNA synthetic junk they're going to inject in people, if it damages that, how is that going to change the stability? That's an answer. We don't have enough answers about this, and I know we're not privy to all this proprietary information, but when it comes to hacking the software life, which is changing your DNA, then I think you have a right to know exactly how this is going to work. And I don't mean listening to Talzak stand up there and blow smoke in your face or blows smoke up your rear end, you need to know what this is going to do. And it ends up that in this nice little blurb here, it says, we found 316 proteins significantly enriched over controls for both TDP-43 and FUS in either DMSO or these samples. Because they are found in sizable and heterogeneous cellular granules, we expected these two to interact with a broad assortment of proteins. In addition, 289 proteins were enriched only in FUS samples, and 139 were enriched only in TDP-43 samples. So, what we're finding is this has a lot of interaction to do with protein production, enhancing, enriching. You start tampering with that to say, hey, we need to make a new protein. And it's involved in pre-mRNA splicing or pre-RNA splicing. Then you've got to go into the gene to do that. And if that's what it does, then, and it changes this, is that going to change everything? Part of it? None of it? Is it still going to produce what it's supposed to produce? Or are we going to see a damage to it to where you're going to have neurological problems? I think we can now answer the question on that one based on what we have already heard. Now, we've talked about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Ewing sarcoma. Sarcoma is a type of cancer. And specific mutations involving the FUS gene are involved in several types of cancer. So we're talking about a lot of genetic changes here, and it gives you the other names for the gene. Like I said, I'll leave all of this in the description box. And if you didn't see my first video on Human Genome 8 and the mRNA vaccine, go to brighteon.com and watch that. I'll leave that link in the description box so that you can see that I postulated this 5 months ago, that this was going to change DNA, that it was plausible. I said it was plausible. Bill Gates said it in this video. I showed you the video where Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer of Moderna, confirmed that. And I had postulated in this video right here, and we took a look at Human Genome 8 and how that when they were looking and testing for the COVID-19 that they were getting and finding Human Genome 8. But this mRNA, it's not a vaccine, mRNA injection doesn't target that. It targets the FUS and TDP-43, which is the chromosome 1 for TDP-43 and chromosome 16. So I'm going to leave you with that. And when you go here and you start looking at these, you can see right here, look at there, ubiquitin specific protease herpes virus associated. Have we not heard about some individuals getting herpes after having these injections? Well, here's where you see where it's occurring at. It's in the P-arm of the chromosome 16. See that? Like I said, and this little magnifying tool is really great because when you roll over it, you can absolutely read this very well. And like I said, if you need to know what any of this is, you can look it up at Tabor's. Merck Manual, I think the Merck Manual is online. You can also use the Merck Manual. I'll leave a link for both of those so that you can look at it. And if you come over here to chromosome 1, you see here's the P-arm here. Oh, it doesn't magnify as much on this one. It's a little harder to read. but you can come down through here and you see the on the it's the 36.2, so this is going to be up in here. Malignant transformation suppression, neuroblastoma. A lot of neuroblastomas up there. Hirschsprung's disease, cardiac defects. So we're looking at a lot of Charcot Marie Tooth neuropathy. Now remember, we were hearing about that in some of, we're having a lot of neuropathies with this. So when you start taking a look, just take a real careful look at this and read. I know it's a lot of information. It's very technical, but I'm not a genetics expert, but this seems to me the best mechanism by which this thing is going to destroy or alter your DNA is by targeting the TDP43 and the FUS genes by just looking at what they are responsible for. So please, please, everyone, do your own research and take a look at this. If there is any other information that you have or you think I would look at or you would like for me to look at, you can email me, SuzanneHamner0731@gmail.com. So stay vigilant, do your own research, and we'll catch you on the flip side.